Federal bill would defund states that allow secret gender transitions at school. Dozens of parents and parental rights advocates gathered outside the school district office in Chico, California, on March 15 to support proposed federal legislation that would defund states that allow the secret gender transitioning of school children without parental consent. The parents and parental rights advocates displayed signs and banners with slogans such as "No More Secrecy." On Tuesday, Representative Doug LaMalfa introduced H.R. 1585, a House of Representatives bill known as the Prohibiting Parental Secrecy Policies in Schools Act, that would require states receiving funds under Title II of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965 to implement a nationwide policy prohibiting secret social transitioning at school. LaMalfa said at the press conference, H.R. 1585 intends to put parents back in charge of the education decisions for their children and personal family decisions value decisions. The bill comes in the wake of a lawsuit filed by the Center for American Liberty on the behalf of Chico mother Aurora Regino against school district staff. Regino alleges that a school counselor affirmed her 10-year-old daughter's gender identity as a transgender male for about 3 months at Sierra View Elementary School without her knowledge. The lawsuit seeks to end the district's policy of secret gender transitions. "She's very young and didn't understand what being transgender really meant or the obstacles she would face going through a transition. The school transitioned her and left her to figure it out by herself. This is wrong," Regino said at the press conference. Regino said that she will continue to love her daughter no matter what gender identity she chooses, but that keeping important information a secret from parents is not the answer. Prior to suing the school district, Regino said she pleaded with school officials and staff to communicate with her about her daughter's social transition after her daughter admitted she had transitioned. "At every level within our district, they shut the door in my face and told me that this is law, and they can't tell me. This is a lie. It's not law, and if any parents have experienced the same lie, please know that this is a hoax," Regino said. "If this bill was in place, it could have prevented a lot of stress and emotional trauma for my child and me last school year." The California Department of Education has issued guidance to school districts, teachers, and counselors to keep gender transition secret from parents unless a student wishes to tell them. State law, based on 2013's Assembly Bill 1266, however, doesn't specify that, LaMalfa told the Epoch Times after the press conference. "Schools have no business getting in the middle between parents and their children, especially on matters of gender and sexuality," LaMalfa said. "It's completely outrageous that these bureaucrats think they're going to get away with this. It erodes the confidence in the public school system," he said. LaMalfa introduced the bill by title only, meaning the text of H.R. 1585 has not yet been received by Congress. Meanwhile, on March 13, California Assemblymen Bill Asaley and James Gallagher introduced parental rights legislation, Assembly Bill 1314, which would require teachers, counselors, and other school staff to notify parents in writing within 3 days if they find a student is identifying as a gender other than what is stated on their birth certificate. The proposed legislation would mean an end to the current controversial policy in California of keeping the gender transition of some students secret, depending on whether the child wants to tell his or her parents.